Okay, I think that we are live. Coming to you from the Niagara Peninsula, but not talking about the Niagara Peninsula today.
Back of that car registration plate says, "Corgi butts drive me nuts." There's a picture of a little corgi.
Corgis. All right, enough of that.
Let me get a bit closer so you can read it.
I see it. Hello, everybody.
Hello. So we're talking about Hockley Valley Resort today. And what we're specifically talking about is the Hockley Mountain Bike Trails, which are a pay-to-ride place.
We went on a little birthday excursion for the birthday boy here.
So I've been looking at Hockley Trails. I came across it last year and nearly suggested fat biking up there, but didn't quite get to it. And then I think when I looked at the mountain biking, it was the end of the season and you had to pay to ride. But finally, we cruised on up there on the 19th of July.
We did.
So what were your first impressions, having been fairly keen to go to a new place?
Yeah, I always am. Well, first I will say that the drive up there was quite lovely. I fell in love with a few little towns along the way and some nice, winding, quiet country roads instead of main highway roads.
Isn't that a song?
Is it?
Country road, take me home. Anyway.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, I guess we saw three new potential homes on the way up there. I think that was...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see the connection now.
In my brain.
So you asked me what I thought. And, well, maybe we can get into some of the details in a minute. But I'll just say that on the whole, I had a great time.
Good?
I had a pretty good day, all in all. Like, maybe not the bestest start, definitely not the bestest start for a few reasons, which we'll get into, but on the whole, I would say I had a fun time. How about you?
If you'd have asked me halfway through the day, I would have said not so good, but in taking the day as a whole, as in the riding as a whole, I think there was some good stuff in there. I think I would, and being fair to it, it's newly opened and they are learning and building new stuff and trying to expand it. So in terms of a ski resort trying to do something different and accommodate mountain biking, I would say they're doing a good job, and I can see in time it will become somewhere cool to go and visit.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
I would say that they swap the rotation of the trails. So one day it's clockwise, the next day it's anti-clockwise, or however frequently they swap it, which means you don't have that risk of riding into somebody coming the other way.
That was such a great start, to just not even have to think about that. Actually, I'll just add to that too, that the lady who we spoke to who worked in the bike shop,
yeah, she was, I think, responsible for the hire and the booking people in.
Right. She was so nice and easygoing and flexible that she even said, "You can ride the trails the other way if you want," because we happened to be pretty much the only people there that day. It was a weekday. But I thought, well, that's awfully accommodating.
Yeah, I would agree. So from a trail point of view, beginner, you know, intermediate, advanced, it was all blue from a Trail Forks point of view. And I would say it was all blue. Like, you are cruising along thinking nothing's happening, and then, you know, you come upon a drop or a feature or sharp left turn, quite a lot of sand, which you're not a big fan of, are you?
True.
So I would say it is a blue. I don't think you... you'd be walking a bit if you're a complete beginner, and if you don't know it, you're probably going to be walking a bit as well, because we did it on a few things.
For sure.
From my sort of trail building point of view, I think something they could do to improve it, or two things they could do to improve it, would be to put in a green trail for beginners.
Which the lady did say that that was one of the next things that they were
looking
to add, was a just kind of straight, easy trail to, was it the winery?
Yeah, so like a green beginner trail.
Yeah.
The winery trail itself was fairly easy. The thing I would think about doing is maybe putting in a trail or two that gradually descending all the way to the top. And I'm not saying that logistically would be a piece of cake, but the downs are definitely excellent. So I would happily ride up an easy trail and down the half loop that, you know, we went back up again and did. So, and it's well executed, considering it's a ski hill and a golf course and a spa and all of the things. Like, you kind of think you're in the middle of nowhere, and then suddenly you get caught out by a golf person, don't you?
Like, yeah. Which I actually thought was a little bit weird, and for me was a little bit unsettling. I don't know. I mean, I guess you'd soon wrap your head around it, but for whatever reason, I kept being like, what? Where is, like, where is there a stationary human? Like, you know, if you're out in trails, you expect someone else to be, like, moving or on a bike, riding, but yet you hear these, like, stationary voices. And I don't know, for me it was a little bit like
off-putting.
Yeah, I had to keep remembering, oh, there's a golf course, like, right there.
Yeah, the tee noises, you know, when they hit the ball, whatever that noise is.
So, I actually didn't hear that at all.
I did a few times. Huh. So from a arriving point of view, this is my experience. So we found it well enough, and car parking was okay. There's a sign, some signs that said bikes or bike trails. I went to main reception. I was reasonably well dressed for me, as in mountain biking. I didn't have
knee
pads on.
Total hooligan.
So there's like a manager in a shirt, a couple of staff milling around, and I said, "Oh, could you tell me where I check in for the mountain biking?" And the response was, "Not here.
Ooh.
Go to the golf cart or go to the golf shed or something." So that wasn't cool. And then
not a great start.
I strolled to the golf shed, and the guy that was busily maintaining the 900 golf carts said, "Oh, the check-in for the bike is up there." And I was like, "Okay, well, they told me to come here. Can I drive?" "No, no." "Is it far to walk?" "I don't know, really. A good few minutes." It's like, do you work here or not? I mean,
a bit disjointed.
He did. Anyway. So those two experiences were not great, so I decided to ride my bike in my sandals.
At full speed.
to the bike shop, where I was at this point willing to check in, ready for another lukewarm greeting. And actually, the people in the bike shop were excellent and repaired some of my frustration. And I get $12 is nothing to compared to what you pay for a round of golf or the spa or the other things, but mountain bikers, one, some of them do play golf. Two, we would have been more than happy to have spent money on the spa. And a lot of mountain bikers also ski. So, you know, just because we're only paying $12 to ride that day, don't think that we're not worth looking after as a customer, because actually we potentially are. So,
I mean, just simple directions help us on our way. Like, we're not even asking for royal treatment here. Just direct us to where we want to go, and we'll get out of your way.
Yeah, it was just lukewarm, I suppose. But the bike shop staff were super helpful, friendly, and positive. And I was impressed with that. So that was excellent. We did find, and if you go to our YouTube channel, you may even see this as a highlight.
Dear.
We did find some forageable things. We found some puffballs, which previously we've discussed, neither of us like them. They're a bit... Some people do. Some people, like, cover them in egg and fry them or whatever the hell they do
with
them.
I've tried cooking them in so many different ways, and I just don't really care for them. I don't dislike them, but I just don't really care for them. So we leave them.
They're a bit pointless, but we did decide that it would be a great idea to spread some spores around. So,
did I ever?
In line with the current Olympics and the Canadian soccer team, Jessica decided to show some of her skills, as you'll see in our YouTube channel. And what happened?
Well, the first one kind of backfired, and I showered myself in puffball spores.
I didn't think I got it on camera, so then Jessica had another go.
That one was a little more successful, and I took cover.
So that was a thing. And then we found some interesting scat, didn't we?
Oh, God. You can't believe you're going to bring that up.
I tried to bring it up with the lady at the bike shop, but she wasn't having a clue what the animal was because she'd never seen any animals out there.
I literally stopped my bike and walked back to investigate because it was so unusual. And, like, I was like, what the heck was that? And what could that be? I have no idea. I don't even know if that was scat. Like, it looked like an internal organ or something.
It looked like a chrysalis about to hatch into a butterfly, but it was the size of a
steak.
Yeah, it was massive. It was just weird. And I don't think there's bears in that region, so it wasn't that.
There could be bears in that region.
Well, that's probably... If there are bears there, that's probably what it was.
But no, I've seen bear poop before.
It depends what they've been eating.
It was just an odd shape, too, would you not say? Anyways, we shouldn't really be...
Well, I just brought it up because someone might listen to this and go, oh, it's the so-and-so, so-and-so. So I thought I'd mention it.
Or is it some, like, weird mushroom that we don't even know about?
Yeah, don't know.
Not likely, but...
So that was that little thing. We didn't, apart from the puffballs and some old oysters, we didn't really find much on the edible front, did we?
I found one other mushroom, but we were, like, one single under a conifer tree. You were trying to fiddle with something on my bike at the moment, and we were getting so attacked by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They have been really bad this year. And I managed to, like, crawl under the tree, get it, snap a couple of photos, but I haven't really looked into what the heck it was. It was a single and, didn't look like anything super choice edible that I'm aware of or is on my radar. But maybe I'll do some digging and report back on that if it's worth mentioning.
The flowers were pretty stunning, I would say.
The flowers were great.
And we did go off the track a little bit and ended up right on the summit. So right on the top where the main kind of ski lift thing is. Like, there's a little gravel track goes up to it. Up from the dark slide.
Is that not for... That's for snowboarders?
I believe so,
Could you do that in a bike?
Yeah, you could.
Would that be safe, unsafe, wise?
Well, riding through it would be fine. Trying to do a loop-the-loop might be a bit tricky.
Like, I mean... I almost wiped out just walking in there.
Yeah, it would definitely
slippery.
Definitely be a bit slippery, I think.
Hence the name.
But the view from the top is nice.
Really, really is. Like, the whole area is pretty nice and stunning, I must say.
And yeah, worth a visit. Jessica was on a Polygon.
Yes.
Which is a new bike she's trying. What did you think of that? I know it wasn't... I realized that the clutch wasn't on the rear mech, which meant the gear shifting wasn't particularly good, but we've solved that on your next ride. But I think you got a bit of advantage from the suspension there.
I think so. And I mean, so I have never ridden on a full suspension mountain bike ever before, so I had no idea what that felt like. And I have to say, I maybe should have just thought about that for a hot second prior to launching into everything. I might have got a little ahead of myself, and it was a little bit frustrating to start with. I kind of forgot that, you know, I know how my other bike works and moves and shifts and all of the things, and I trust it. So it was a little bit of a rocky, rough start for me. We kind of, right at the beginning, launched into some uphills where you didn't get any momentum, and they were kind of hidden around corners, and it was a little bit frustrating with a bit of rough gear shifting in there.
I think as well, you know, so 2.5 hour drive, new bike, 31 degrees, tougher uphills than we anticipated right out
the gate. The welcoming committee you had.
The crap welcoming committee. Like, it doesn't take much to, you know, set things off on a poor footing. So, but I mean, just in case the Polygon people are kind of listening, I just kind of...
Well, I'm still going on my review here. I'm just saying that I made the mistake of not reminding myself, hold up a sec, Jess. It's going to take you a minute to, like, get your head around this.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to tra-la-la launch into action. And so just for anyone trying out a new bike, you probably already thought about that. But I didn't. I was in, like, birthday party land.
You'd ridden off a couple of curbs. You thought, I'm sorted.
I thought it feels just the same as my other one. I'm good to go. Not quite. However, Jamie did a little tinkering of some gears for me and such, and I would say by the end of the day, I was well acquainted with that thing and quite pleased for having that for those downhills there. It was pretty groovy, I must say. I mean, there were so many other things that I wanted to say and share about it. I mean, we talked about some of them already, that I was asking questions about, you know, any differences between gears and, like, my scandal that you built me, etc. And you kind of put me in my place with how little I know.
Well, I didn't mean to, but
no,
I mean,
not in a horrible way. And so, but I mean, it was a good learning for me too.
So both the hardtail and this one are 12 speeds. They're both the same. We try and run the same gears on everything. So in essence, it's the same mech, same shifter. The only thing, there's two things though that I didn't really think about or anticipate or get into, and partly because I didn't want to overwhelm you, and partly because I just didn't give it as much thought as I should have. One is the fact that on a full suspension bike, when you set up the shifting, if you take my bike, if you put it in the stand and go through the gears, one or two of them, they don't quite move properly. But when you're riding, because you have the suspension in play, because when your weight's on the bike, it compresses it slightly, everything shifts perfectly fine, like almost seamlessly, and it requires a bit of constant adjustment. I've never shown you how to do that because I've never needed to, because you've been on a hardtail. So yeah, but in essence, it's the same brakes, same gears, same shifting, same, you know, more or less everything's the same, apart from the fact it's got 27.5 wheels, which are slightly smaller, and it's full suspension. And one thing that you did say is you feel more like you're sat on top of it rather than inside it.
I did, yeah.
And I think that's the difference between 27.5 wheels and 29 wheels.
And I did notice that even just leaving the car park. And another thing that I learned very quickly as well, that uphill is not as awesome.
No.
But the downhill certainly made up for it. And even just, you know, not that there was a lot of roots there at all, but having ridden it in other locations now with a lot of roots, oh, my bum thanks you. It really does.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I ride a hardtail probably half the time, and it's like, if I ride 3 days on the trot, I definitely enjoy having full suspension on the third day. because it just gives your body a break. But the other thing is just picking the right bike for where you're going. We didn't know what Hockley was like. We'd never been there before. So I thought it was more down than up, and I made a bit of a mistake with that assessment, I would say.
Well, it seemed like the first time that we went around all of the trails, it seemed like the first half, in whichever direction we did it, the first half there was a bit more uphill and a bit more not as awesome uphill, and the second half was a lot more downhill and super fun downhill. Yeah. And I guess that's when I sort of was getting the hang of things with my new groovy ride. Thank you.
And I think if you go there as a rider, if you go to Hockley, then just whichever direction you go in, just accept the fact until you get to the top of the hill, it's going to suck a bit. And then the down is going to be excellent, unless you're a cross-country racer, and then you'll probably be in your element, because that's just like a BC cross-country race to me. But yeah, like lots of up and down and up and down.
I did appreciate the lack of roots, or at least my tush did, although I was on the comfy bike. But that's, you know, kind of a rarity sometimes. Seems like we ride around a lot of roots. But then we got some sand without the roots, and I don't love the sand. But otherwise, it was pretty smooth, and like I say, those downhills were fun.
Yeah, I think it was... and again, I left the place thinking I'm not sure I'll be back here again, and then kind of came round to the thinking the other day of actually I wouldn't mind going back again knowing what I'm kind of getting into, so I shifted my thoughts. We had a nice picnic on the lawn as well. Nobody bothered us, did they? We were left alone, which was quite pleasant.
Yes, we did. I even might have foraged a few basil leaves out of their garden. Thank you. Sorry, just needed a little extra garnish for Jamie's birthday tarts. The tarts!
Anything else you would like to add about the place?
I had a lovely day. Happy birthday, Jamie, and thank you, Hockley Valley, for having us.
Yeah, it was, like I said, I think we would be back again. Well, we had a nice ice cream on the way home.
We did. I don't remember what town it was in.
No, it wasn't near Hockley either, was it? It was
no.
A good halfway back, but...
It was.
So that was the end of that day. Well, just one more thing to say then.
Get lost!